What up, what up, what up?
Welcome back to the Off of the Podcast. It's Marco.
It's Monofi.
And welcome to our new episode. How you doing today?
I'm tired of shit.
I'm tired too. What you been doing this weekend? Like, what's been up?
I've been resting. Mm-hmm. That's it. I've been sleeping, running errands.
You gonna be doing homework?
No, but I'm going to. I'm going to do some today. But okay. I've just been so exhausted that it's been hard to just get it in the groove of things. But I'm going to be back on it.
Well, I had a great weekend, you know, just been chilling with, you know, my new boo. Oh!
That's why I didn't really hear from you?
Yeah, I mean, I texted you yesterday if you wanted to do something, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I was still thinking about you. But yeah, we just chilled. We went to go see the new Invisible Man. And I mean, if you guys seen the original, I don't know, all these remakes, they need to cut it out. You know what I'm saying? I guess there's no originality anymore, no original storylines and some shit. But you know, I prefer the original Invisible Man. But this one was pretty good too.
I never even heard of it. I don't know what it's about. I don't know if it's a thriller, a scary movie.
It's more like a scary movie where this a scientist, you know, creates the original one, the scientist created a serum which made him, you know, become invisible. And this particular one, he made a suit that made him invisible. And, you know, he was like he was crazy, obnoxious, you know, a stalker type nigga for his girl. And so the girl tried to escape. She tries to escape, and then, you know, she ends up leaving to her friend's house. But then, you know, she's kind of paranoid to even go outside because of how crazy he is. So then, he, you know, come to find out that he, quote unquote, died. By the way, this is a fucking spoiler alert. But anyway. So he end up, you know, quote unquote, dying and whatever. So she pretty much thought that he was dead, but then come to find out he was alive, and you know, he start taunting her in the suit. You know what I'm saying? So it was pretty interesting. I think you might like it.
No, I don't. I don't understand movies where like the basis of it is him being a stalker. So he has to go invisible to do it,
right? No. So he goes and, like, he's pretty much trying to make her go crazy. Make it seem like she's going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but he fucking with her. I'm thinking it's like he invisible and he just fucking with everybody in the population.
Oh, no. He's fucking with her.
We got enough crazy men out here. I don't have to watch that in a movie.
Anyway, so let's jump right into the topics. You know, the coronavirus is spreading like wildfire out here.
Of course.
And, you know, now we have our first cases in Florida. And I think, what, 2 deaths already in Florida? You know, so now it's getting closer and closer and closer to home. So it's like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to figure out, why is everybody rushing to buy toilet paper and hand sanitizer to the point where you go into the store and all of it is out?
Right.
I've been reading up on this coronavirus and they say nothing about you shitting all day. They did it. So why is everybody buying up the toilet paper?
So diarrhea is not a part of the symptoms?
No.
Okay.
And then all the soap is still in the stores, but you lazy niggas keep buying hand sanitizer, which doesn't even kill all of the germs like washing your hands would. So I'm just like, you know what? This is probably why this shit's spreading, because Americans is dumb as fuck. they tell you on the news, wash your hands, keep your hands out your face, stay out of public spaces if you're sick. Where the fuck did y'all go buy some toilet paper from? Like, I'm just trying to find a correlation.
And, you know, last week, you know, I traveled for work for for like 4 days and whatever. So going to the airport, it was kind of like a weird feeling of being there.
Really?
You just don't know. I feel like it was business as usual. Everybody, the lines are moving, whatever. But, you know, me, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, where the fuck is this shit coming from? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm keeping my hands to myself. I'm staying to myself. You know, I did have one of those masks, but I didn't wear it because mm-hmm. I heard that shit don't do shit anyway. So
I don't believe it, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, they said it's not really gonna do much. But anyway, so there has been 109,696 cases of coronavirus, and so far there's been 3,802 deaths so far.
Okay.
And they're saying that 60,906 people are actually recovered.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess there's even, you know, in with the bad, there's still some good news that people actually recovered. So,
right.
That's pretty good. But again, you know, then you have the Trump administration. When I tell you this man is going, I don't know
what he said. They don't want to bring the ship, the Princess Diamond ship, back to America off the coast of California because he don't want the numbers to double. Talking about in the press conference, he was like, because, I mean, we don't want the numbers to double. It's not our fault.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, so you're going to keep Americans quarantined on a ship off the coast? Like, I just feel like with everybody being there for so long, that's going to increase their chances of catching it right. on the boat, mm-hmm. especially when they don't even have all the tools necessary right. to treat everybody or test everybody. So they said, actually, by tomorrow, they will be headed to Oakland, California, mm-hmm. because San Francisco is not allowing them back into that port. Right. So y'all going to send them to Oakland? You see what kind right. of shit that is?
I mean, the shit is... I mean, the whole thing is fucked up. And they're saying that now that when people are gonna get tested, like, when they actually start testing people, mm-hmm. the numbers will, like, rise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, my little brothers, they wanted to go to the movies this weekend. The other one wanted to go to the little bounce, you know, the little mm-hmm. bouncy house shit and whatever. And my mom was like, no, you're not going. And
they're like,
why we can't go or whatever. It's like, oh, because the coronavirus is out there or whatever. They're like, come on, please, please, please. Like, begging my mom. But my mom came to me and was like, yo, they're not going nowhere. So I was like, hey, mom spoken. That's it. So
I feel her. Even though they say, like, it's, the likelihood of, like, young people dying from it is mm-hmm. very slim to none. It's mostly going to affect right. older people.
But you still don't want nobody, you know, at the crib with the virus, period. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people just, I mean, at this point, honestly, there's no reason to be going out. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this
stay point. Stay your ass in the house.
Just stay your ass in the house. You have everything you need, entertainment, the food. You know, if you guys get a Fire Stick and, you know, jailbreak that shit, y'all can get all the latest movies. So there's no point to go to the movies, you know, get just...
Go. You just went to the movies. How you gonna tell them not to go to the movies?
I did.
How was it, though? Was it packed in there or what?
It was definitely packed, and we heard a couple of coughs. A couple of
oh, my God.
We did.
And you heard a couple of coughs?
There was a couple of coughs and a couple of sneezes and shit, and every time somebody coughed or sneezed, nigga was like, coronavirus. Coronavirus. I'm like, yo, shut up.
Hey, listen, see, that's why my anxiety, I would be, like, just looking mm-hmm. at them crazy. Yeah, I'm not going into public
right,
spaces.
I mean, honestly, my main, it was when I was at the airport, that's when I was really on, like, on the lookout for it. But, you know, being that, you know, I was back home, and I'm like, yeah, there is two cases of it in Florida or whatever, but...
It's probably more. They just haven't tested people. Right. So
we'll see what happens with this whole situation. But again,
I know y'all tired of hearing it about it, but every day is something else right. that's coming up. So we're just trying to keep y'all informed.
That's it. That's all.
Speaking of keeping people informed, Nicki Minaj's husband, he went to jail.
Mr. Petty.
Last name, his real last name is Petty.
Right.
He went to jail because he did not keep the authorities informed on his living address. Mm-hmm. So, y'all know registered sex offenders, they have to register their new address every time they move. Mm-hmm. So, he moved to California with Nicki and he did not register his address. So, he got arrested for it. And it made all of the TMZ blogs right. and all
so
of that stuff.
So, how do you feel about that?
That's embarrassing. Right. It's fuck. Like,
especially for Nicki, because, you know, she is, of course, she's going to defend her man, you know, from top all the way to the bottom. But, I mean, this is embarrassing. Even, like, and because that's her husband, bitch, we're looking at you sideways too. Like, why the hell didn't you make sure that he didn't get that shit done anyway? Knowing what kind of like public figure that you are.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of stuff I would have been had taken care of just because we don't need that making headline news.
Right.
But apparently she's shameless about it because she was like, they was boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay, y'all, the backstory is he raped somebody when he was 15 or 16 and the girl was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
According to the documents, the girl said that he ran up on her. He put something in the back of her back, so she felt mm-hmm. like it was a gun or something. She don't know.
So what's his dick?
I don't know. She said it was a hard object. And then he took her to a building or something, and then he held a knife to her neck or something weird, something threatening, and he raped her.
And he's alleging that never happened.
Correct. So he ended up going to jail for it for like 4 years. So in a court of the law, it happened because you have to have evidence and all of that stuff, right? So he was found.
No, so what Nikki's saying that he took a plea deal.
Oh, well, he was found. He went to jail for 4 years. Right, I don't know.
But she's saying that the reason why he went to jail because he took a plea deal, and because he was young and this and that, whatever, he didn't really know or this and that, whatever. So
right, she's saying like it was just a domestic dispute, like
right.
they so was together, right. She was trying to get him back or something.
So weird. You do believe that he raped the girl?
According to what I read, yeah.
Until but what I about see how something you feel? Different. Like, so you feel like, yeah, he did it.
Even if they was in a relationship, that don't mean you can't rape someone. So, true, yes.
Right.
If it's by force and she said no, mm-hmm. and it was to the point where you had something to her neck or to her body and you did that shit,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Seems like that's like a reoccurring situation when it comes down to Nikki.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Because her brother, I mean, it seems like she's one of those sympathizers for them type of shit. It's not like I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
It's just a common theme in her life
that, you know, she's over.
She's
like
surrounded
her brother,
by rapists.
She's surrounded by rapists, but then becoming a sympathizer of the rapists because, you know, you're low-key in their defense. You know what I'm saying? Right. Your brother did what he did, and you still saying alleged when you're like, we know your brother did that shit. I'm all the way in Florida, and I know your brother did that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Nikki, you better, like, make sure this whole shit is cleaned up.
It's not gonna be cleaned up because that is in public records forever.
Mm-hmm. No, all I'm saying is cleaned up where shut the fuck up, don't talk about it, because stop being out here defending these niggas on some rape shit.
Ooh, Jesus. I don't know. I just wish they had have taken care of it. That way it didn't make news again. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't come out sad for a few months. If that was my man. You know, one thing about it is embarrassment.
You already know how I am.
That's one thing I could never get over. You know how, you know, okay, you say, let's say a nigga cheating on you and shit like that. If only me and you know about it, okay, I might still fuck with you. But goddamn, if right. everybody else found out.
Even though you love him to death.
Even though I love him, once the embarrassment hit and everybody know and I'm okay. like a laughing stock, and I can't. I can't. My pride just won't let me do it. So something like that.
Okay.
Just off the strength of that, I probably could never fuck with him. I ain't Nikki, but I know, like, even if I did believe that he was innocent, mm-hmm. That would be something like, babe, I can't.
Right.
I can't do it. And I know it's fuck other people's opinions, but no, it's how I feel in the inside.
Right. Okay.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
So Nikki, just do better.
Oh, we not gonna get on her.
We gonna get, because they had an art, like, you know what's up with your nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, maybe he forgot, you know how niggas are or whatever, but.
But you, as a woman, you supposed to be on top of your nigga.
On top
shit
of
like
that shit, period. And you know how embarrassing that shit is.
Right.
Because you stay trying to defend that nigga on that shit anyway. So, why would you want this thing to be relitigated back in the public?
Again? Somebody was saying maybe because she didn't want her address public. Because that's a public address. So maybe she trying to buy a new crib or something where they don't live at.
Mm.
I don't know. Because
well, I mean,
it's a public
look,
address.
At the end of the day, you chose this life when you chose to be with a rapist.
Oh, so. Oh my gosh. It's the hard truth. Oh, God. Okay, speaking of violent men.
Violent men. We're not going to.
The baby should be. He should be called the grown man, the monster, the something. He shouldn't be called the baby because ain't shit about him babyish. Like, he running around beating up people and slapping people left and right.
I mean, okay, so this in this particular situation, I'm not going to give. I'm not gonna give him nothing because I'm not gonna give.
Oh my gosh.
Because and the reason why I'm not gonna give him nothing, if you are walking, if you're walking somewhere, if you're going, if you, Mona Fee, are walking in a mall and someone approaches you, mm-hmm. okay, and they literally bump you with their phone and like by your eye, what would you do? What is your initial reaction to that?
If somebody hit me in the eye,
literally, you're in the mall walking and you're minding your business, whatever. Someone like comes and hits you with their phone and they're by your eye. What is your initial reaction? The initial reaction. How are you gonna react?
To defend myself, but we cannot exactly. even compare the two. We cannot.
That's exactly what. If you look at the video, the girl went up to him and she like. Bumped him in his face with her phone to try to take a picture of him, and so the initial reaction was he slapped the spit out of her mouth. What's the problem?
No, he's a public figure, right? So that's what makes it different. They should kind of expect certain stuff to happen, which is why he has security.
Right.
But agreed. He never let his security intervene to do nothing.
At the end of the day. I'm not going to have my security. If somebody is viciously, if I'm being viciously attacked, in his mind, he probably was being viciously attacked. So what is the problem of defending yourself in an initial reaction to somebody doing something to you?
No. Okay, so he's a public figure, right?
So just he's because walking, he, just
no,
because
I'm
he's a
I'm trying
figure.
To lay the scenario in full so everybody can see it. He is walking through a crowd of people. First of all, as a celebrity,
mm-hmm.
unless you want to be touched, I'm not saying anyone should be violent towards you, but you know what comes with walking through the crowd. You could have chosen to come through the back and get on the stage, other routes to the stage instead of walking through the crowd, right? But no, you want to feel the energy of the crowd. So you walk through the crowd. Everybody have their phone out and stuff like that. You expect somebody to tap you on the arm. You just expect some kind of physical contact. Now, I watched the video. She did not hit him on purpose.
Of course she didn't. Of course she didn't hit him on purpose.
So since you know this girl paid to see you.
Listen.
First of all, he had to think about hitting her. Did you watch it? He kind of like swung back. Like he thought about it when he looked at her. It wasn't just like an instant reaction.
I saw it. It was very instant. It was like immediately after.
Not when you gotta pull your hand back like that.
Listen. So how is he supposed to like. Defend himself. That's to me. It was all in the.
He could have slapped the phone in
her
hand.
It was a defense mechanism.
No, he literally thought about slapping her in her face.
It was
defense mechanism. To me, would have been him smacking her hand out his face
because of the fact that he was viciously attacked in his face.
He was not. It was an accident. She was
it don't
trying
matter.
To film him. Did you see how it tapped his face?
Did you see the whole entire video when, like I said, the girl tapped his face with her phone? That's all. That's it.
It was gently. It did not feel like it was a violent attack.
If that's how he felt, that's how he felt, and he reacted based off how he felt
a woman.
It don't matter who the fuck it is. Dog, animal,
it don't matter. But this is the second time he done been caught on camera hitting a woman fan, too. Just the FYI. And at this point, I'm sad at him. He hit bitches. Period. And I'm just waiting on the day for the baby mama to come out and be like, he be hitting on her.
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to give him too much because at the end of the day, it's a defense. It was
no,
a whole defense
Mark,
mechanism.
That's not true. I cannot. Anybody who've seen a video, let me know what y'all think because I know I'm not tripping.
Yeah, we're going to actually post it on our off-label page on Instagram, so make sure y'all just go ahead and take a look. But all I'm saying is I'm not going to give him too much and say that, you know, he's a woman beater. Like, you tried it. But anyways, here's a little video of, like, how what he's explaining that pretty much happened.
Keep in mind, I couldn't see you because you got the flash this close to me, which is okay. It's no problem. A lot of people did. They didn't put it as close as you put it. But a lot of people had flash on me, and that's okay. You know, that's what I signed up for. That's the risk I take when coming to, you know, put on the show for my fans. You know, it's dangerous. You know, I'm blindsided. Cool. Fuck it. I'm with it. But out of all them fans, you know, how many people knew how to zoom in? Just zoom in instead of popping me in my motherfucking eye with the phone. So I do apologize. There was a female on the other end, but male, I think by this time, you know, it's a well-known fact that, like, male or female, I would have responded the same exact way. You know what I mean? Of course, I had security with me in the club. They had their security and shit. But with me, like, I make security treat fans with respect. I don't like all that rah-rah shit that coming through. Move, watch out, watch out, watch out. Knocking people off balance. Nah, you people paid to be here, you know. We got to respect them when we move through. You know what I mean? I just wish you would have gave me the same respect in return. You did not give me the same respect in return, baby. All you had to do was zoom in. Just zoom in. Ain't that easy. You can zoom in close enough to see a pimple on my face. You ain't do that. And I already can't see you. Then you, come on.
He way too dramatic for me. I watched it.
You cannot explain.
No, what he be
he
ready
felt.
To fight people.
You cannot tell me he need to how go to anger he management. Felt. You cannot tell me how this man felt when he's being viciously attacked.
Stop using that word.
It was not viciously. Okay, but at the end of the day, like he said, the flash was on in his face, and so you know what I'm saying, he got motherfucking tapped, and it was a reaction to him being felt like he was being attacked. He did something physically, touch his body, yes. And
okay.
He responded however he felt like he needed to respond to. Mm-hmm. And like he said, male or female, it would have happened the same way. Like for me, dog, rabbit, animal, whoever the fuck it is, you put your motherfucking hand on me, it's a whole different story.
Well, I'm around, I'm not going to let you dog walk no woman, period.
Hey, touche. Well, you better make sure that if a bitch put their hands on me, that you gonna ragtag that their ass anyway.
Shit. I haven't fought since I was in high school, but sure.
I'm just saying, though.
But, okay, and it's just real disappointing because, you know, I'm a fan. I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
At first, I thought he was, like, well-spoken and all this good shit, like his demeanor and how he responds to stuff. Before the violence, I fuck with him. But the more stuff come out and he keep being violent towards his fans, especially towards women, at this point, I can't fuck with that. Period.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree with that because on this case, I think I'm sticking by the baby side.
Okay. So, I know a lot of y'all got a little bit disappointed last episode because we didn't say spoiler alert when it came down to the show. I'm telling y'all now, for the next 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes, fast forward or pause it until after you watch it, because we are going to talk about Love is Blind reunion.
Right.
Okay, so what gave me a little bit of life? Number one, on the reunion, Lauren, y'all know the black girl on the show that fell in love with Cameron. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that she dated Damien.
On the show?
On the show. And he said that they dated literally up until the day she got engaged to Cameron. So she was talking to him every day. It was kind of seemed like right. It may have been a close tie between mm-hmm, him and mm-hmm. Cameron, which I was kind of surprised about. So, and then at one point on the reunion, her and Damien, they kind of like, I guess they had like a personal thing where they would speak in, like, Star Wars language mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or something. It was just, like, some nerdy shit. Right. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Because mm-hmm. everybody, especially in this social media world, everybody be so hell-bent on trying to, like, look cool and be cool that they don't get to be themselves. And so
right.
we don't get to see that on TV. Everybody trying to portray this, like, perfect image of the cool kid and not any kind of weird or nerdy stuff.
Right.
So that was cool. And then other people from the show were saying that they liked when they seen Lauren. Other men was like, wow, she was stunning. So I'm like, come through, black girl magic. Right. What else? I love the fact that Amber got Jessica together because, as y'all know, Jessica was coming for Barnett the whole show.
Right.
Even though she had chose Mark, she kept trying to get Barnett on the low, you know?
But you was giving her a pass the last time.
I did not give her a pass.
You did.
You were fucking laugh.
You did what give did her I a say? Pass. You what were just like, say? you not upset with how she, what she did. I agree with her. Mark was selfish as fuck for that. Like, you was going in on
no,
Mark.
No, I said on her fucking with Mark. That's what I said. If somebody gonna let you treat them like that, then it's, you shouldn't. But if they want to let you treat them like that, hey, whatever. I didn't say nothing as far as her going after Barnett. I didn't like that. That was ugly. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I don't fuck with that. So Amber got her ass right together on the show. And she pretty much said what we all was thinking. I was hoping that she gave her a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But she, it was classy. So here it goes, y'all.
What's going on here? Like, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What do you want? He told me he was trying to figure things out and feel it out. And he was like, you know, he shouldn't have said that. Like, that wasn't how he meant it. I'm like, okay, that's not how you meant it. I believe you. Like, that was all, like, I trusted him. As far as I was concerned, that was nothing after the fact. So to see her throwing herself at him in Mexico, bitch, you're shiesty. You're so fake. Coming to my face like we were cool, you were so fake. I think you were a very disingenuous person. And you know what? I hope seeing this, you do grow from it, because that is not what the world needs, is women that go behind people's backs like that. You were engaged to another man that you were leading on. He was engaged. He made his choice. Anywho, so no, I'm not super happy seeing that.
Yeah, she got her ass together.
She went in, and Jessica didn't say shit.
She ended up apologizing, yeah, actually.
She ended up apologizing, you know what I'm saying? But,
I don't think her apology was genuine.
Because she didn't give a fuck.
She did. She wanted that man.
Right. She don't, she, people like that, they don't give a fuck. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so,
do you feel like during the whole show, I felt like, because Jessica kept saying to Barnett, like, oh, I just would have never saw y'all being together. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just really so surprised. And I feel like it was kind of some undertone mm-hmm. to that. Like, I felt like she was being classist towards right. Amber. I felt like she looked at Amber like,
Beneath her,
this okay. little country girl that ain't got shit, like trailer trash mm-hmm. kind of, mm-hmm. you know? And I felt like she thought that Amber was undeserving of a man like Barnett because, quote unquote, Amber don't have her shit together.
Right.
But Jessica has her shit together, so she like, why would you want somebody like that? Whole time, no, Amber didn't have herself all the way together, but personality wise,
right.
She's a lovely person, and that's what people fail to realize these days and ages. Like, I mean, you don't come across too many people, especially as adults, that don't have their shit together.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you run in certain circles. Mostly everybody got their shit together. But as far as who they are and the kind of shit they do, you be right. like, no, that's a nasty-ass person.
Right.
And they be wondering why they sing like, oh, I got this, I got that, woo-woo-woo. But look at you.
Right.
Like, you're mean and nasty. So why would anybody choose... That's quote-unquote materialism and money
right.
over somebody who could literally feed their soul and eventually have a career and become something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, the main person I had an issue with was Carlton. You know what I'm saying? And so the way he operated, I felt like he disrespected, you know, Diamond completely. You know what I'm saying?
He did.
And there's just no coming. And I'm glad that she was just like, you know, there's just no coming back from that type of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? My parents didn't raise me like, you know what I'm saying, to be out here being disrespected. And I'm not going to sit there and let a punk nigga like you sit there and disrespect me the way he did. Because it was
or very anybody.
Messy. It was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, he's over here getting death threats. And of course, you know, I made sure to, you know, voice my opinion. I add him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, not just me, but multiple people did the same thing. And so, you know, they're over here attacking him or whatever. So he's trying to get, like, some type of sympathy and, like, you know.
And I fell for it.
You did? Oh, I didn't at all. So what did, play the clip of what he actually said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll play it shortly, but I absolutely, after, okay, so first, he just kept going on about, like, the whole bisexual agenda. He feel like that's why he's being attacked, mostly. But I don't think, I think he's doing that to gain sympathy. I don't think he really realized that it's not about that more so than the fact that how you treated this woman. But I still felt bad for him because when he was talking, he made it seem like he really did love her and was fucking with her. He so, you don't think so?
No, because as a matter of fact, according to Tasha K., she actually spoke to, you know, his one of his closest friends, and they said, first of all, he ain't never been with a woman, ever. That's for one. Number two, he used to be Cynthia Bailey's makeup artist or whatever the fuck. He was working with Cynthia Bailey on some whatever project that he had going on. So he was really close with Cynthia. So they felt like, honestly, he was on the show for a check. That's it. It wasn't for no love, because, nigga, you knew you was gay. And we
so
all,
you don't think he's bisexual
and we all,
at all?
And we all knew you was gay the minute that you opened up your mouth and attacked her the way you did. You
so he wasn't bisexual?
I don't think he was bisexual. I think it was just all a play. I think it was all for a check. I think it was all for, you know, it was definitely for money. And for whatever whatever exposure he wanted to, you know, gain on the fucking show. But then to sit there and disrespect that woman the way you did and calling her out her name and talking about, you know, her weave and shit like that, to me, that was just not cool at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't respect the way he went about it at all. And now you're receiving the backlash that you are receiving, and you want somebody to, like, to have some sympathy. Oh, because you're bisexual, you know, it's always a misconception about this and that, whatever. No, what we feel some type of way about is the disrespect that you know, bestowed on that girl. Because she didn't deserve that shit. You know what I'm saying? Period. I don't know what kind of sympathy that you're looking for. Oh, you know, all this backlash about you being bisexual, this and that, whatever. Nigga, nobody give a fuck about none of that shit.
Okay, well, this is what Carson had to say.
So it's very awkward. It's obviously something new for me. Like, I've gotten death threats. It brings you to a very dark space. The biggest misconception is that fluid people are just like rabbits, just hopping around, sleeping with everyone, talking to both parties at the same time, and that we have no self-control sexually, and I think it's very unfair, and it's a very ignorant assumption for anyone to make. Out of everything, I think I've been more concerned with Diamond, and...
What do you think about that statement? Him saying that, like, fluid people...
Honestly, but that whole thing doesn't pertain to the situation.
He's like, trying to change the narrative.
You know what I'm saying? We're not talking... No one is talking about a misconception of being bisexual and, you know, you're being fluid and you sleeping with this and you sleeping with that, whatever. There's no concern of that to us. The concern was the disrespect. The concern was your reaction to someone trying to gain some type of understanding of where the fuck you coming from, and you just went left with it because you felt like you were being attacked.
Okay.
You didn't have the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You weren't intelligent enough to understand that this person was not coming at you of like a place of like she's attacking you, but she's trying to come to a place of understanding. Why would you even come into a situation without being your true self, without being honest about yourself? We were in the pod. Nobody seen each other. Mm-hmm. This was a perfect opportunity to just be your true self. But clearly, it seems like you're the one who has an issue with yourself still. You know what I'm saying? You haven't yet 100% accepted yourself if you couldn't come to a whole situation being 100 since the beginning.
Right. So, he had more to say. Here it is.
I've never felt that she was biphobic, homophobic, or that she wouldn't love me. I just was afraid that we would have some issues that we would have to work through. The types of feedback that I've been getting online is no reflection of who I am. Now, do I deserve some of the feedback? Yes, I do.
Yes.
Because I made a horrible mistake and indirectly called her out of her name. That is something that should have never happened. There's no excuse.
And I told myself.
So he did say he, on a reunion, he said he apologized to her personally even before the reunion.
Yeah, he did apologize, but because you look like a whole asshole. And then you want to talk about, like, oh, you never thought that she was homophobic. She was, you know, all this shit, whatever.
That's a lie.
But you still attacked her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the reason why I have no sympathy. I don't give two.
So you saying he a liar?
Fucks. He's a liar. You're gay as fuck. Your whole shit was a lie.
Right.
The whole entire story, everything about you. I want absolutely nothing to do with this whole story anymore. So we could just move right along. Let's talk politics. Politics, Super Tuesday. You know, Joe Biden won the majority of the states.
Okay.
So, how do you feel about that?
I don't understand how he's winning anything. He keep doing stuff in the public that is very inappropriate. Like, even now, it's some videos going around where he's, like, holding and touching on women and little girls. It's also something going around about how he's saying the one of those acts that he was a part of that caused so many black men to go to jail and stuff.
The crime bill,
yeah.
He was a part of that.
He was, and now he's denying it. Like,
you know, like, you are definitely, when Bill Clinton did what he did back in the 90s with the whole crime bill, you were a part of it. You know what I'm saying? You voted with that. And he made certain statements about how they need more people to be going to jail and shit.
Right. So, yeah, it's just like his thoughts and his views are so outdated. He's not bringing anything new. He's doubling down on some of his policies that were harmful to our community. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why anybody would want him again.
I don't understand why black people came out the way they did and supported this man.
I think it's a lack of knowledge.
The man is not fucking Obama. Because I feel like just because, you know, he was affiliated with Obama, he was his VP, that people are misrepresenting, like, making it seem like he is Obama. Mm-hmm. It makes absolutely no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? However, you know, so far in the delegates he's leading, he has 664, and Bernie Sanders, who's now, is a two-way race, and Bernie Sanders has 573 delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And you need 1,991 to actually win the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the thing. Where I'm at with it and why I feel the way I feel about it is, like, at this point, here comes the whole establishment conversation. So now you have the big billionaire, like the billionaires, the big corporation, the, you know, all these.
That's my thing.
All
the billionaires and all the
big corporations, all pharma.
Just all the seasoned politicians is for a specific candidate. Mm-hmm. That shows you there that they're not for the people. You know what I mean? So that in itself is got me like, no, why do they want you so bad?
And if you listen to CNN, if you listen to how these people are speaking, like the type of media that they're, you know, that they're putting out there, you can literally see it's completely biased. Like, oh, how are we going to stop Donald Trump? I mean, I'm sorry, how are we going to stop Bernie Sanders? How are we going to stop Bernie Sanders? Like, the conversation is, how are we going to stop Bernie Sanders? I don't understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is there to stop?
They don't want what Bernie is selling.
You know what I'm saying? So, what it is the fact that the moderates want to continue with the same status quo that I'm just not fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you continue to have lobbying and you have these big corporations, billionaires over here, like, just endorsing Joe Biden, they're funding his campaign. What do you think is gonna happen once he's in the Oval? You know what I'm saying? They're gonna come and, you know, they need things to get done. They need policies that's gonna mirror whatever their special interest is. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, if you are mainly, you know, focused on the special interests of these big corporations, you're not even thinking about, you're not even thinking about the people anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's the reason why I made a decision that I'm just not participating in no bullshit.
And that's the dumbest shit to me, though.
Okay.
That's the dumbest shit to me, though. So you would rather have Donald Trump instead of Biden. So you're not going to vote because other people aren't voting the way you want them to vote.
No, okay.
Because at the end of the day, fuck the big corporations. The people are actually going out there and voting for Biden.
Because they're misinformed.
Okay, they are. But right. That's who they choose. Right. And if that's the Democratic nominee, I thought we was going to do anything we need to do to get Donald Trump out the office.
Okay, and that's,
so you're not being a team player at this point.
But okay, and that's my main issue when it comes to this whole thing. Oh, it's about getting Donald Trump out, getting Donald Trump. That's not the only issue. The issue
that is the main issue at hand right now.
Listen,
it is.
I'm not with that though. I'm not.
You were at first, and then you became like this Bernie fanatic.
It's not that.
Uh huh.
What happened was I was continuing to do my research and like, why is it that every single time we have an election, we have to pick the lesser of two evils? That's something that I'm not doing anymore. You know what I'm saying? If we're gonna sit here,
get the fuck out of here.
If we're gonna sit here and continue to be okay with the same bullshit, like Joe Biden literally said, nothing is gonna fundamentally change. So if nothing's gonna fundamentally change, then nigga, leave the shit the way it is.
Nothing will change. It won't keep going downhill like it is.
That's what he said.
I'd rather take a little change than absolutely nothing. And I don't care what he's saying as far as nothing is fundamentally gonna change.
Listen,
we know if we have the president as a Democrat and the Senate and the House as Democrats, policies are going to get changed.
No.
We got stuff sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk because he doesn't want to vote for it. You know what I mean? Because he's a Republican.
Things are never going to be the same because the moderate are not trying to change the country. Do you understand that? At this point,
they're not trying to.
The reason why I'm not participating because if we're not gonna advocate for real change, then what's the point? Why are we out here doing anything? Why is Bernie out here really fighting for structural changes, real changes, and then we're gonna sit there and be okay with Joe Biden to lead a moderate and
once he's in office, he's not, because he's owned already.
He is bought.
All of them are though.
No, Bernie Sanders is not bought because all his funds are coming from grassroots donations. Period. It's coming straight from the people. The people are putting money in Bernie Sanders' camp. That's it. Joe Biden's getting all types of money from big billionaires, donors, like all types of bullshit.
The only thing he ain't gonna change probably is the tax policy for the rich. That's why they donate to him.
Listen.
But other stuff as far as our health care and stuff like that.
I believe that it is. We're gonna listen to Dr. Martin Luther King talking about these white moderates, okay? And warning us.
But you were rather the enemy win. Then it gets both of them, one of
they're both not, enemies. Joe Biden is as much enemy. As an enemy.
He's going to have smart people around him that we can get some policies passed.
Well, look, at the end of the day, I said what I said. But I just really want y'all.
I'm going to come beat your ass and take you to the voting poll and make sure you.
I just really want y'all to listen to what Martin Luther King said about these white moderates and just give it a listen.
Disappointed with the white moderate. I have almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's great stumbling block in his stride toward freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the Ku Klux Klaner, but the white moderate who is more devoted to order than to justice, who prefers a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice, who constantly says, I agree with you on the goals you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of direct action, who paternalistically believes he can set the timetable for another man's freedom, who lives by a mythical concept of time and who constantly advises a Negro to wait for a more convenient season. Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will. Lukewarm acceptance is much more bewildering than outright rejection.
At this point, Martin Luther King is warning us of the white.
We know moderate. That, but okay. Until then, we okay. have to get this white supremacist out of the office. Period.
Look, I'm just not.
And the fact that you are willing to be,
I am. I personally,
you're becoming a part of a cult.
I'm not. I'm that? No. It's not. Are. It's not a
you've
part of a cult.
You've reached the point to insanity where you can't.
That's crazy
even,
to me you, because you of my views. Even, yes. This is how I feel. You're saying yes. that I'm a cult and I'm yes. going crazy.
Yes. No. Because every other Bernie Sanders.
No, that's not true.
Y'all all
that is
to
not
this,
true.
Like black hole where it's okay. like if we don't get our way, it's, then it's fuck. Okay. It's not, fuck America. Okay. It's fuck democracy.
Listen, it's not
we deserve all this shit that we're gonna get with Donald Trump. Like that's y'all mindset and that's fucked up.
Okay. That's your opinion.
No, that's a lot of people's opinions.
No, that's a lot okay. of people things. But my thing is, at the end of the day, when people are tired of the same bullshit, you cannot sit there and attack somebody for being tired of the injustice of how any like how much of any it's a whole inequality type of situation where it's not equal for nobody. And these people like Joe Biden and the rest of the moderates are doing the same shit. They want the same shit. They're not changing shit.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if you're going to continue to take money from these big corporations and then they're buying the Oval. So now when you're up in there, you have to go try to implement their policies and what they want and all this other shit because due to their special interests. That's fucked up to the country. So at this point, why would I participate in a democratic process that is not fair?
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, but don't call me crazy for that shit.
I mean, it's that going make... there. It's going Listen. There to the fact where you're going to not vote.
Yeah. I because That's... it's... And okay, before... I was upset.
Do you know how many people died for black people to vote?
And I understand that. Girl,
you know what I'm saying?
I was advocating for that shit. Wait, hold up. I was
advocating. In Texas, niggas stayed in line for the primaries for 7 hours to
vote. I understand that.
And you sitting here like, oh, I'm not going to do it. No, you don't understand it. You don't give a fuck because Bernie may not win the nomination.
That's not, okay, you see, you're not even giving me an opportunity.
Okay, talk, babe.
What I'm saying is...
Y'all, his hand is in my face right now. Just so y'all know, he is standing up and I'm sitting down. Listen. And he is pointing his hand in my face.
No. Okay, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, in the beginning, when you already know how diehard of a fanatic I was when it came to Hillary Clinton and how upset I was that Donald Trump won and how it fucked me up for a while. But,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? When I did my research, when I sit back and look at why Hillary Clinton lost and, you know what I'm saying, the way everything played out, I now understand why the Bernie Sanders people started to feel the way they was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so now where I'm at with it is I completely understand the way the establishment is working is just not fair. And at this point, why would I vote for Joe Biden when he's definitely a part of the bullshit that has always been? I'm tired of it. It's time to move this country into a new direction. Honestly, we're ready for a revolution.
Okay, but if majority of the country isn't ready for that, you can't force it. Which
I'm not forcing it, so I just don't need to be a part of it. That's what I'm saying. I don't.
But not
I'm making,
being
I'm making,
active.
I'm making a choice.
But not
to
being
be.
Active is putting us in harm's way by making us continue to have this president that is
and
fucking
right.
shit up.
Okay, so now let's just say
because we know Joe Biden is not gonna fuck shit up at the end of the day. Like, be honest.
Joe Biden
not
is
fuck
a representation
up.
Of the status. Quo. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
It's the
I
same
can't
bullshit.
With you.
It's the same bullshit. And at this point, I'm over the bullshit. If we're not talking about change, I don't want to be a part of it. That's it. Look, Donald Trump has been fucking shit up for a while. he's not going to change. Like, if he becomes president, the bullshit is going to remain.
All right, if so he is elected and it's be and they say, like, oh, we was only 10,000 votes away from Biden winning, I'm coming to your house and I'm fucking you up.
Okay, that's right.
Okay? And when some more shit happen and it's because of Donald Trump, I'll be like, you are a part of the problem.
And at the end of the day, what? I just feel like if we are not going to make changes, then there's absolutely no reason to participate in some bullshit. That's it.
That's not true, though. Other people are being active. They're voting. That's the reason he is going to win the delegation. It's because he had the most votes. Okay. So it's working. What are you talking about?
What's working? We're voting
democracy.
We're voting to put somebody in the office that's gonna owe other people these bills. Like, you don't at this point you don't even matter. So you voting for Joe Biden, you're literally your shit don't matter. What you got going on your life?
Some of the policies that I care about, I know can get passed with him.
Listen, like what? Like what? Because he has never said, honestly, right now, we have nothing on policy based from Joe Biden because
he has... rights and all that stuff just sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk, collecting dust, you know?
I'm going to let you believe that. And, you know, and again, it's because you guys feel like this person is the standard bearer.
At least I'm doing something.
I'm doing too.
At least I'm not choosing to just sit here and let this shit run into the ground.
Listen, I'm making a conscious decision
that to say, I can stop an accident or I can just watch it. Or I can at least try to put something.
They're both accidents. They're both situations. I'm not going to be dealing with the same bullshit. We're already dealing with Donald Trump already. Might as well just continue to deal with his dumbass shit for the next 4 years.
Dumb. Then to go ahead and put somebody else. Ridiculous.
Okay, all I'm saying is Joe Biden is being bought. And when the people who's buying him is ready to come through with what they need on their special interest, you don't matter. I just want to let you know that.
That's
you
not true.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yes, please.
Okay. That's it.
On a lighter note, let's talk about our final segment, Am I an Asshole?
All right.
I wish we had something a little bit more personal. We do got some tea, but Marco don't want to.
The reason why I can't share my juice right now is because it's very personal.
I mean, but I feel like it's something we all go through.
I understand that, but I feel like I'm currently going through it, and I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to move forward in this whole situation. So when I do feel ready, I will definitely share with the pod.
Whatever. Anyway, so we do have one. It says, am I an asshole for setting two friends up on a blind date that went wrong? I don't see how this could be an asshole, but I have to ask. So my cousin has been wanting a boyfriend. She begged me to set her up with one of my friends, and I said, I think about it. So I finally thought of this dude named Ashton. He's single. He cool as hell. So I was like, okay, I might as well hook them up together. Also, Ashton uses a colostomy bag. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Well, basically, it's one of those bags that they put on the side of your abdomen for, like, urine and feces to come out of instead of you
actually having a bowel movement.
Correct.
Or, right.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so, but I never thought about her caring about something like that. If it matters, Ashton just graduated from an Ivy League college, and he's a good-looking dude, in my opinion. Anyway, after the day, Ashton called me fuming. He said that my cousin called his bag gross and unsanitary and walked out halfway through the date. I felt horrible, so I called her. And she was mad at me for not telling her about it. And she said it came as a big shock. She has a very weak stomach. And said she claimed she actually threw up after the date when she went home. Okay, am I an asshole? I'm pissed at my cousin, and I feel horrible for putting Ashton in such a situation. So she said, should I have told my cousin before the day, or should I have just kept going about it?
No, like, I feel like, you know, you're setting somebody up. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you should have disclosed that the bag to your cousin, but like, this is the issue that he has, because that's gonna be, you can't hide that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that you really cannot hide. So at the end of the day, you're setting your that, you know, you're setting up your friend for whatever it is, the reaction that, you know, your cousin's gonna have. Are you an asshole for not disclosing it? And I'm not gonna really say that you're an asshole, but I feel like, you know, you should have disclosed it. But the asshole is your cousin for walking out the way she did. That was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it is, you don't ever have to make somebody feel like shit. You know what I'm right, saying? Like, that's right, fucked right. up.
Yeah.
You know, now this person obviously is already feeling inadequate or feeling some type of way about his condition. Now you're making him feel like, okay, damn, I'm never going to find somebody.
Yeah.
You know, on that shit. So I feel like, you know, the person who is an asshole in the whole story is the cousin.
Why is this sending me? you definitely not an asshole, but stuff like that is important information right. to disclose to somebody.
How would you react in that situation? Would you walk up? Like,
no, that's rude as hell.
You know you're not going to be walking out because the last time you went on a date, the nigga was reading your ass and you stayed the whole time. And then
I was intrigued. And then went
back and date him again.
It wasn't a date.
It was a date.
It definitely wasn't a date.
Did he pay for you?
Yeah, but that wasn't a date. That's not a date.
It was a date.
If I'm not fucking with you, on that level and you're not fucking with me.
Did you hit him up or he hit you up?
He hit me up. It's not a date.
It was a date.
Y'all not fucking with each other on that level, it's not a date.
Okay.
Anyways, back to this. No, I would never walk out on a date unless the person is just downright disrespecting me or disgusting or something like that. Then I would leave. But other than that, you could sit there for 30 minutes and right. then just never speak to them again.
But she said she couldn't stump.
She an asshole. So the cousin is an asshole, but you are not an asshole for not telling her.
Right.
But you are not an asshole for setting them up. But you definitely should have told her.
You are bogus as fuck for not telling her.
Listen, if you hook two people up, you got to give them the rundown on each other.
Right.
Period. This person got this, that. They got kids. Oh, this person ain't got no job yet.
And right.
You know, you just got to give a full rundown so they can know what they're getting into.
Right.
But your cousin is an asshole.
Who?
The cousin is an asshole.
Oh, I thought you said my cousin. No. I'm like, wait.
Speaking of,
y'all,
Marco cousin hooked me up with this dude. When I tell you, I still got beef with Marco cousin to this day. He don't even know. He was like, he got this, he got that, woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, okay, cool. But Marco cousin see what kind of bitch I am, right? And so afterwards, he was like, yeah, because I know Mona, she ain't finna deal with this, she ain't finna deal with that. So why did you even hype this person up like that? But so that was kind of like a blind date that went wrong.
I mean, it ended up wrong. It ended up because you didn't end up with him. But you enjoyed it, though.
I definitely I enjoyed the ride for other reasons. Hey, that's too much. Hey, bye, y'all. It was nice potting.
All right, later.
Bye.